Okay, we're reconvening. We do have a quorum. It's not necessary to take attendance. The next item on the agenda, and the next items on the agenda are the committee reports. The first of which is the report from the promotions task force, for which we've scheduled 20 minutes. There is a whole range of suggestions as to how we might both promote the station to new listeners, how we might do better on improving our response from donors, from in pledge drives, and in terms of calling people who are lapsed donors. And really the issue before us is to how to move on this and get this implemented. The suggestion is that, let's see. I think probably we should probably put on the floor some of the things that have been discussed. And what I'd like to do, Bill, if you would just read, don't even summarize, don't even describe it, just say the items that have already been identified as possible promotional, possible priorities. Kathy has another suggestion, and Campbell, when he gets back, had some further suggestions. I think what we'll do then is we'll open up for discussion. We'll need a motion of some kind at some point in order to get this moving forward and actually put in action. So share what we're thinking about.
Okay, I this was based on input from just a few people, but we did have a number of ideas that were collected by the promotional task force. And these are just some ideas. I don't want to limit people just to these. One was to develop and implement a strategy to increase fulfillments and repeat donors. And under that, there would be getting a list of people who have not paid pledges or who are owed premiums, doing a network inventory of thank you gifts, leftover thank you gifts, for example, from last fund drives, and use them to collect unfulfilled pledges, have volunteers call people who have unfulfilled pledges and apologize, offer them a gift. Another item, number two, send out thank you gifts on the same day pledges are made, at least to some work for feasible. Under attracting new listeners and donors, do a national mailing. Have one-time Pacifica teaser ads on progressive websites that would link back to our own websites. Request and test outside mailing lists from national progressive groups. And, again, testing one of the small mail out first and then expand it with what works. Text message fundraising, like $5 to help us thrive. Enhance our station websites to include a separate page for each program. This would be used in conjunction with other promotion to help people find programs they like. Promote web streaming and cross-promotion and of shows with each other. I'd like to point out this and several other documents to have more details are on a website we set up. It's a Google group. It's called Pacifica-Promotions. If you go to Google Groups and search for that, it's private for now because some of the things people asked for were set proprietary, but we'll certainly be glad to open it up to any PNB member or GM or other staff person like that, and then maybe later we'll open it up to everybody.
Kathy, you want to share your thinking about a possible strategy?
Okay. I feel that we have to break up our strategy into different streams. There's one stream that the stations can do, which includes some of these ideas that were just shared, how to streamline, you know, the premiums department, the development department, how to do marketing for the station. And from my perspective, I believe that there needs to be a more unique group of fundraisers that we could put together from our own major donors. If we were to begin to court the major donors, current and past, trying to pull those people back into an involvement with Pacifica so that they can form within themselves focused fundraising groups, which I've called Guardians of Pacifica, so that they can use their resources, use their connections to build fundraising events and to fundraising campaigns for the station, which is something and my reason for that is because we've lost a lot. We've lost a lot of those people who used to be stalwart supporters of the network. And I felt that if we begin to entice them back, that they could more expediently do fundraising than we could personally, either as board members or radio station. In our breakout group, one of the things that came up that was very important is that we have to link budgeting process to our fundraising process, and that we should really, when we look into the budgeting coming up for the next year, we should have something in there that's going to account for whether or not we want to do these little ads, these sample ads on the internet, whether or not we want to do bus ads, as some people have been describing, and even if we want to do the $5 donation by email. All of that kind of thing requires some kind of setup costs, and it's going to require some kind of maintenance costs. It might require special staffing for certain of those things. And as we do our budgeting, it's important that we link the budgeting so that our ideas can be more than just ideas, that can be based in reality. And that's one of the important things, I believe, that came up in our breakout group for us to move forward. And the final thing that I really wanted to say, as both a staff person and a board person, that I think that as a board, in addition to coming up with more efficient ways for the staff to do their jobs, in some of these situations, some of these ideas, I would love to see for us as a board create projects that we ourselves can do and take responsibility for to raise money separate and apart from the stations, just as a board project. And I think that that's where we really need to go, is to figure out how we can use our resources, our connections, as a fundraising tool. I noticed that we're very good at using our resources and connections as promotion tools when we're running for elections. I see all kinds of stuff happening. So why don't we put those same resources to raising money for the network? And I think that to create an additional stream that is not station dependent, I think if the board could do that, it would be very helpful. And that's the perspective that we came up with. One other idea that came in during the breakout group was that to link outreach with programming, which I thought was a very good idea in terms of bringing volunteers into the station, promoting for a month or so. We want you to come into the station. And then we begin to target communities within our station signal areas. Well, we know that Dominicans live in this neighborhood, Puerto Ricans live in this neighborhood, and we begin to do targeted outreach to our listeners with volunteers and link that to potential programming to sort of build from the ground up a kind of an upswell in promotion and support. So that was the other idea.
Campbell, would you...
I'm sorry. Yeah, Alex had one portion of it. Can we give it to Alex, too?
I said Campbell was going to go next, but Alex can do it right after.
No,
Kimberly,
then Alex. Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, yes, that was a very good summary, Kathy. We went through in the promotional task force maybe 50 different items, I think, or something in that area. And some ideas, of course, are better than others, but we really came up with a lot of excellent ideas. And my feeling is that we're not lacking in ideas, but the issue is how to make them happen. And unless we want to sort of do a hit-and-miss kind of thing, I think the most reasonable way to move forward would be for this work to be coordinated out of the national office, and that the executive director appoint someone, preferably a volunteer, who will do this at a either no pay or at a nominal pay, to coordinate promotional activities throughout the network. And I'd like to I'd like to offer that as a motion that this body recommends that the executive director create a post for a coordinator of promotional activities.
Second? Before we discuss this, Campbell, you had an additional idea that you wanted to put on, and we'll go back to the motion after that.
Okay. Thank you. Campbell Johnson, WPFW, and the fundamental thing that I'm concerned about is that we approach things in a thoughtful, considered, and a way that reflects accountability, all of the kinds of controls that you need to have in so far as a good business operation. And this, I think we have been somewhat looking at or maybe not looking at in so far as a proposal that was made last January, previously made to the NFC the year before and approved by the LSB at WPFW. And this would engage and involve our LSB members very directly in fundraising efforts that wouldn't entail monetary investment, but investments of time and in activities certainly that at WPFW we're very familiar with, and that is promoting different events around the city that people are involved in and encouraging people to take part in these things, to participate as customers. What we are looking to do is to say, take these events and get our LSB members engaged and involved, and we can bond with, brand these kinds of events and turn them into fundraising opportunities, turn them into opportunities to increase our outreach throughout the community. And that's the sort of thing that we have. And we have budgeted. We had a specific plan by month and week as to what would be necessary for that. So in looking at the promotions ideas that are coming up now, and certainly some of them are very good, and I think there are things that a few are things that do not require any funds to be expended, but where we are looking at things that realistically we can recognize will require some expenditure of funds, we need to be very careful about this. We need to be very thoughtful and look at the cost-benefit analysis. Each of these ideas, and that includes the identification of a presumably pro bono consultant, but with expenses paid, and sometimes these expenses can get very far out of control, and also the opportunity can exist for a commercial enterprise to take advantage of the access that is gained to Pacifica and its mailing list. We need to be very thoughtful about that beforehand and not direct our staff to move forward on something without thorough consideration in that regard. But I would say that any of the projects that are being considered, that we need to have budgets, we need to have revenues, projected revenues, when they're going to be effected and implemented, and what the accountability is going to be on that. And those are the points that I'll raise. I very much appreciated the time that I was on the National Finance Committee and the close oversight we gave to any station recommendations about revenues. There are things that were presented pertaining to WPFW today and its budget that there wasn't really a support for. I don't know what the analysis was that led to it, but it was stated that this was an expectation. I think we need to be able to move forward in a more thoughtful and business-like fashion than to just go by expectations. So in regards to this particular motion, I would say that it's premature. I think that it needs to go back to a committee or to a body that will flesh out some of the other details that are essential insofar as moving it forward. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
Let me say that I want to include the GMs in this discussion. It's really I mean, some of this stuff is things that they could do immediately if they wanted to, if they think it's a good idea. And so if any of the GMs who are in the room who want to participate, just put your hand up and I'll recognize you from here. Let's see. I saw Rico first, and just a minute. Rico.
You saw Rico's hat first.
Rico fills his hat quite well. Rico, and then Bill, and then Jennifer, and then Jim.
Mr. Chair? Maybe
on the staff also.
Yeah, then Leslie.
Art? Are okay. You going to make any time allocations on this? Or
well, we had 20 minutes altogether. We've done about 10. my feeling is we're going to have to extend time if we're going to seriously consider this, but let's take another 10 so far. Okay.
All right, this is just us.
Point of information, per speaker time frames?
If you all could limit your comments to a minute, that would be great.
You really want to get me in trouble with our fellow board members, don't you?
This is just on the motion.
Yes.
I would like to possibly amend that motion. If we're talking about volunteer promoters or we're not paying anything, I think we should probably look at 6 promoters, one for each station of the 5 station and one at North to kind of coordinate them, because each station has its own opportunities, and one person at NO might not know all these specifics. But if we're talking about some college student who wants to get credit at working at a station, and we're talking about volunteers, we're not coming out of our pocket, but we can offer them an experience and something to put on their resume, why not go for a person at each station and one at North?
Okay. Is there a second? Is there a second to that amendment? Okay. Bill.
I think both Campbell and Rico has great ideas, and let's just don't constrain it too much. I think if we let the ED set this thing up, she's obviously going to check with LaVarne and make sure we got money in the budget or where it's going to come from, and doing one or multiple coordinators, that's fine. Let's just don't constrain too many details right now, and then we can just ask for her report back to us in the next meeting, see how things are going.
Jennifer.
I kind of like the idea. I always think I have a loud enough voice without the mic, but anyway. In addition to Alex's motion, and kind of in concert with Rico's motion, I think the idea of each station's general manager going through all these proposals and picking one that most suits the station that he or she is with, and working with perhaps one member of the PNB to come up with a plan to implement this one fundraising idea, then going back to this coordinator nationally with any concerns, questions, or financial needs, would be a good way to begin this and to coordinate this effort. We can also, some of the stations are doing some of this. I think they could give us some ideas about how they're implementing some of these things.
I'm just thinking about how to get the input from the GMs. Would it be possible, Arlene, for what you've scheduled for the GMs, if they were to consider some of these ideas when we're in executive session Sunday morning, and come back with sort of along the lines of what Jennifer's saying, some sense of what they'd like to do, what they think is workable at their stations? Is that
should work? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Mr. Chair, I'm somewhat concerned that we very liberally go into executive session, and I think that when we're talking about ideas, this is certainly that something that persons who are in the physical audience and persons who are listening to this on stream would have an interest in, and I don't think we're talking about any of the specific areas that would involve executive session.
I'm not asking them to report back in executive session.
To that time frame?
Just that we're going to be in executive session, and they're not. And so I'm saying in that time period, there would be some time for them to consider these things
amongst themselves
and come back to us in the open session with what their thoughts were. Alonzo, you're on the list. Jim. Yes.
A couple of things. One is that I do know that at the various different stations there are also people with certain levels of experience who might also have responsibilities as development people. And those people should also be able to give input into this process along with the GMs. I think that some of them have perhaps come up with similar ideas or have tried things, but we really have to also know that in the past, Pacifica has had a development person in the national office. And really and truly, if you're talking about a very coordinated and structured national campaign, I don't honestly see how it can be done without somebody coordinating it who spends all of their time on it. It really is a lot of work and a major effort, which is not to say that we shouldn't be having this discussion. We should, but also very germane to the discussion is the biggest and most important step to be done right now is to look at the actual listenership of the station, figure out what percentage of those listeners are actually members, and first try to reach out to those people who are already listening to you, because you have a much better chance of either bringing them back into the fold or getting them to become new members. We just actually did a very successful campaign in this regard at WMNF, my home station in Tampa, this past week with our fund drive, where we also gave an incentive to current members if they referred someone to become a new member of the station. They got a free pass to a WMNF event in the next year for every person that became a member. So it really that's the first step that you got to do is figure out how to get more of your current listeners to become members. Thanks.
Leslie.
Some great ideas here, and I want to second or third or fourth Rico's proposal here that we bring in folks from each station to help us with this. I think backing up Kathy a little bit, who's stepped away, although I love the idea of using interns at the stations, I suspect we could find somebody who is a marketing professional at each station to contribute to some sort of blue ribbon panel to do this work for us and to help us out. I think, you know, if we all pool our connections, we can probably go there and enact Kathy's concept at the same time. I have heard, you know, and there was a comment made that the GMs needed to come back with a selection from our list of what they should be doing. I heard some tremendous ideas that came out of KPFK staff discussions that Jennifer Kaiser reported to us on. And I hesitate to limit the GM's selection to our list.
That wasn't my intention.
Thank you.
You know, whatever they're doing, if they have an idea.
Okay. And in that spirit, I'd like to put forward the following motion, that by our next meeting, we have an assessment of off-air fundraising plans from each of the stations and a commitment from each station to implement some part of the plan. Okay, so that in 2 weeks, they do an assessment of what they feel like they can do long-term and what they're willing to commit to do right now. Is that, Arlene, is that reasonable?
It's actually 1 week. The next meeting is next Friday.
Okay, they're meeting tomorrow morning. I mean, let's jump.
That's the Second Amendment. It's okay.
I mean, I would like to just get this rolling and get a commitment from the stations that they're going to go forward with something. And if Arlene, is that reasonable?
I don't think it's reasonable by Friday, not if they're going to be trying to pull together their staff and meet and they have to get home. I think it would be very reasonable by the next meeting, whenever that is.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You know, I would very much like to hear solid plans from the stations at this point. We've done a lot of talking. It's time to put the metal to the pedal or the rubber to the road or whatever we're trying to do here.
So is there a second to Leslie's?
I said it.
Okay, so it's to have a report back by not this Friday, but the meeting after that.
The next meeting.
Okay.
And let's help them.
Yes. Alonzo.
One of the things I mentioned in our brainstorming session is, Alonzo from WPFW. We have to begin creating the news. That way we'll be able to throw a lifeline to the majority of the world that wants to find out what's really going on. We live in a universe which is rich beyond our imagination. 200,000 solar systems are being created every hour in the universe. So we're not living in a very impoverished situation. So if we begin to tell people exactly what's going on, they will rally to us. It'll be like a breath of fresh air. We will change the landscape. No one else is doing that, and we might as well be the first.
Okay. Kimberly?
As a volunteer staff for the last 25 years as a programmer, a lot of the onus, and this is something that we had discussed at our LSB meeting, that we tend to forget as we try to market ourselves and everything that's going to be involved with this, that there is a volunteer corps that has to implement it. And they are the core people that get on the air and have to obtain goals. And I've seen faces with tears because they haven't reached goals. So we have to find a creative way. And this is the most creative stuff that I've seen in 25 years of being with Pacifica, is just seeing some type of ideas of how to brand Pacifica. When people, I say something about WPFW, what's that? And we've been in the D.C. area as a mainstay for 33 years. But people still don't know who we are because we have no presence, because of our limitations to go out of the box, to let folks know through concerts, whatever it is that the programmers, because what happens at our station seems like they forget about the volunteers, all these creative people that push these shows and keep the airwaves functioning, but they forget to come to them for the ideas when the fundraising time comes. It's the same CDs. When I do my fundraising drive at night, and I'm on late night, so I have to find the most creative way to first core in some listeners, grab a few new ones, and make sure that I stay on development just to make sure that the premiums, especially if they play with a credit card. Somebody calls me with a credit card, I want to make sure they don't have to wait 6 weeks. I want to make sure that there's a process that folks don't not call them, man, I didn't get my CD. I mean, from the last player's right, I didn't get my CD. And to me, that's a disgrace to the listeners that support us. Second, yeah, that's pretty much everything. So that's pretty much what we must have to do once we implement this, is that the volunteer staff, it's good to have the GMs, but the GMs are going to put the pressure on the program director. The program director is going to have a meeting with the staff, and then the pressure is going to be put back onto the volunteers of obtaining those goals to keep this foundation alive, because we are the core. And from what I hear as a staff rep from a lot of the volunteers out there is that we just eliminate them. They have all these resources, venues. People know their names. I mean, we just have that not because we're more music on WPFW, it ties into what we need to be doing as a cross-promotional thing,
Okay. How are we doing on time?
We're
in a timeless space.
We started at 1:13.
What's that?
We started this at 1:13.
Okay, so we're essentially out of time on this. Can we move to a vote on it? It's the suggestion, the amendment. What's actually on the floor is Leslie's amendment, which is to get a report back from the GM's meeting after this. That's an amendment to actually Rico's motion, which is to extend Alex's motion, which was that we have a volunteer coordinator at the national level, and Rico's extension was that we have volunteer coordinators at each station to sort of make this happen. Yes.
I was
doesn't have to be a substitute. It's just an amendment.
Okay. So it's a...
It's not either or.
Okay. Got it.
So,
all right.
So let's take a vote on... can we go to a vote on that? It sounds like... Any objection to voting on that?
Just a point of information.
Yes.
Volunteer coordinator positions that we're paying, are they volunteer coordinators, or are they paid volunteer coordinators?
I think the implication was volunteer.
Just check.
Free is the word, yes. That's the word we're looking for. One of the great resources this network has is the commitment of people out there to the kinds of things that we are trying to do.
Just want to make sure.
Yeah. So,
George, point of order.
Yes.
So the motion didn't say whether it's paid or unpaid. And I think where there's money already in the budget for development, I think we should allow the management to make that decision.
I thought you said volunteer.
I said preferably volunteer, but it's not strictly part of the motion. The motion is to appoint a national coordinator of promotions.
Okay, so... With that clarification, is there any objection to Leslie's amendment, which is to request that the GMs come back meeting after this with a report on how they're going to implement these things? Hearing none, is there any objection to Rico's amendment, which is that there be coordinators at each station? Well, that was yours. The amendment was that. Hearing none, is there any objection to the amended motion, which is that we have coordinators at each station and nationally, and that report on progress comes back from the GM's meeting after this? Hearing none. Oh, Jim?
Meeting after next.
Yeah, I object to it because I don't know what volunteer coordinator means in this case.
I object to it because I don't know what volunteer coordinator means in this context. And so I would like to see a job description of what that is, even if it's done by a volunteer.
Do you want to speak to that, Alex? What you had in mind?
I didn't. Again, volunteer coordinator was not part of the language of the motion that I presented. I'm asking for,
I put a job description.
Okay, I'm asking for a national coordinator of promotional events to be appointed by the executive director of Pacifica. That person should be a professional. Whether he's paid or not paid, or he or she's paid or not paid, is up to the manager, is up to the executive director, and whatever she can work out.
Could I address that too?
Yes.
My idea was to take... Could you read it, Richard? And sound like me when you're reading.
can I use your hat? That we have six volunteer promoters, one from each of the five stations and one from the national office to coordinate together, come up with and take creative marketing from Pacifica, for Pacifica, from ideas to action.
Jim, do you want to reserve your objection, or shall we go to a vote on this?
No, we should go to a vote.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion as amended, please raise your hand. All those opposed? 2. Any abstains? None. Okay. So the motion passes. Is there anything we need to do beyond that to make sure that this all happens? Is there any questions you need to ask? Or no? Okay.
I'll work with the GMs to have them try to get someone at each of their stations. I can't take responsibility personally for what happens at each station in that sense, but I will work with them to make sure that a plan comes out of their station, a plan of action.
Okay, great.
And we'll come back, and I'm assuming that you mean that you want me to report back at that board meeting Not that, or did you want all of them to be on the phone?
Well, let's leave it open. We didn't say if you think it would be useful that they be there, then we'll do it. Otherwise, just you would be fine. Okay. We're now going to move into the regular committee reports. These are 3 minutes long if there is no motion, and they've got some amount of time allocated if there is a motion, based on my guess as to what's needed. Okay, so the first one is the Affiliates Task Force, Afi and Wangaza.
Over the past 2 years, I've served as the chair of the Affiliates Task Force. The affiliates have continued to exhibit a growing interest, enthusiasm, and desire to communicate on our own behalf directly with the PNB, to bond and exchange with the Pacifica sister stations and one another, and to hold meaningful membership on the Affiliates Task Force. The task force is charged with representing the affiliates and being a bridge to Pacifica, more probable as a result of the PNB Task Force Reorganization Resolution of April 24, 2010. At least partly due to my efforts, the Task Force and Affiliates Program has greater PNB appreciation. Its success and profitability is better understood and is now incorporated into Pacifica's structure and process with a distinct program budget which reflects a clearly defined role in the Foundation's financial structure, a long-standing goal. There are remaining questions about our share of cost, which will likely be resolved soon. The task force has not yet... The task force has not yet conducted the previously held affiliates town hall meetings with the current executive director. However, I, along with my co-chair and Pacifica staff, attended the grassroots radio conference, or GRC, reportedly one of its largest and most profitable. And we also attended the National Federation of Community Broadcasters, NFCB, conference. Despite thwarted efforts to reschedule the GRC affiliates meeting to accommodate my conflicted schedule, I was able to meet and spend time with affiliates throughout the weekend at the GRC, discussing both the task force organization resolution and the automation of AudioPort. Over my objection, staff was interposed between affiliates and our elected PNB representatives. The staff control of the NFCB affiliates meeting was designed to and did minimize, if not prevent, affiliate PNB representative communication and substantive board participation. The meeting ended with affiliates in unison loudly demanding automate AudioPort now, a demand which has stood for several years and is, along with program content, the actual basis for our, meaning affiliates, partnership with Pacifica. The primacy of paychecks and employment undermined both the dignity and the integrity of the Pacifica Foundation structure and process and Pacifica's contractual obligations to us, affiliates. In the ongoing effort to promote a healthy Pacifica Foundation with which we, affiliates, can continue to partner, over the objections of some non-affiliate task force members, I will continue to work to obtain authentic input from affiliates. In the ongoing effort to promote a healthy Pacifica Foundation with which we, affiliates, can continue to partner. I am committed to continuing to work to obtain authentic input from affiliates, identifying and addressing current affiliate needs, anticipating needs of new stations coming on board, strengthening affiliate Pacifica bonds, expanding affiliate participation in the task force, and opening the lines of communication with the PMB. The PMB's continued support in the advancement and maturation of the affiliates task force is sorely needed and greatly appreciated toward realizing all of our potential and our commitments to progressive radio.
Thank you. The next report is from the Audit Committee.
Wait.
Are we going to be asking questions? We didn't schedule that.
There's
not time for that, and we're board members, so we can talk to each other.
Can we not do that at 4 o'clock when we have the open?
Yeah, sure. That whole session is intended for discussing affiliates, right? Nia?
Point of information.
Yes?
I just wanted to bring one fact that I think the public should know: how much our affiliates bring into this network money-wise, and I'd like somebody to tell us approximately.
We can certainly do that later.
Well, but I want the public to know that.
The public will be there.
The public will be here.
This will be in closed session, you just said.
No, we're not talking about closed session. It's at 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock open.
Okay, very good. I misunderstood. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Nia.
Thank you. I'm Nia Bediako from WBAI, New York. And
this is scheduled for 10 minutes, and there is a motion.
Okay. You keep forgetting. Okay. According to California's Nonprofit Integrity Act of 2004, there are five duties of the Audit Committee. One, shall recommend to the Board of Directors the retention and termination of the independent auditor. Two, may negotiate the compensation of the auditor on behalf of the Board. Three, shall confer with the auditor to satisfy the committee members that the... You can't hear me? Who's yelling at Mike? Okay. Sometimes you say I yell too loudly, John. Three, shall... How is that?
That's
is that
better.
Okay. But then I can't have to close so close to my face. Okay, I'll try. Shall confer with the auditor to satisfy the committee members that the financial affairs of the charitable organization are in order. Four, shall review and determine whether to accept the audit. And five, shall approve performance of any non-audit services to be provided by the auditing firm. Since the PNB's last in-person meeting in April, the Audit Committee's major task was the verification of the 2008 IRS Form 990. This particular task did not go as smoothly as we would have liked. During the committee's May 24th monthly meeting, the committee asked the CFO for a copy of the 990 before filing. However, I did not receive the form until June 11th, after it had been filed with the IRS and put up on the foundation's website. On June 16th, I notified the PNB and the auditor, Tony Pohl, that I had found several errors and omissions, and therefore I recommended that the foundation file an amended return, noting that this is a routine practice by nonprofits. In similar situations, the PNB deemed it unnecessary. On June 28th, the Audit Committee unanimously passed the following motion. And here's the motion. We urge the CFO and the Executive Director to complete and file an amended 2008 Form 990 for the fiscal year ending September 30th, 2009, as soon as possible, per the recommendations of the Audit Committee, and as soon as possible, replace the existing 2008 Form 990 on the foundation's website. Also at that meeting, the committee unanimously agreed to accept Mr. Pohl's offer to conduct a committee of sponsoring organizations, affectionately known as COSO training. And yesterday, for those of you who were listening, if you heard Tony Pohl's presentation and my board colleague and audit committee member, Bill Crozier, was very efficient because he very quickly put this up on our Google Groups. And you can go to groups.google.com and search for PNB Audit, and you will hear the two-hour presentation by Tony Pohl.
Actually, it's a PowerPoint presentation.
Oh, okay. Okay, Bill, it's a PowerPoint presentation. Thank you. Let's see, where was I here? I did this in chronological order. Pardon me. However, management decided that 2 hours would suffice. And that's what you heard yesterday. At the committee's July 8th meeting, Mr. Pohl agreed that several of the errors and omissions in the 990 should be corrected and said that he and the CFO had agreed to file an amended return. Also at that meeting, the committee voted unanimously to recommend retaining the firm of PNB Helen Donovan as the foundation's external auditor for fiscal year ending September 30th, 2010. Our next task is to create a destruction and retention log in accordance with the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, which makes it a crime to alter, cover up, falsify, or destroy any document with the intent of impeding or obstructing any official proceeding. The policy provides for the systematic review, retention, and destruction of documents received or created by Kappa Omicron Nu in connection with the transaction of organization business. The policy covers all records and documents, regardless of physical form, contains guidelines for how long certain documents should be kept, and how records should be destroyed. The policy is designed to ensure compliance with federal, state laws and regulations to eliminate accidental or innocent destruction of records and to facilitate Kappa Omicron Nu operations by promoting efficiency and freeing up valuable storage space. Implementing the policy will prevent checking no on the 2009 Form 990, which will be filed in 2011. And based on that, I'm asking the PNB to empower the audit committee to review the Form 990 before it gets filed or put up on the website.
Okay, so that's the substance of the motion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Second.
It doesn't need a second. It comes out of the committee, I gather.
Not that particular one.
That did not. So, okay, it doesn't need a second.
Right.
Okay. LaVarne.
I think we need to put an amendment in there to say the amount of time that the audit committee has to review it before, you know, they have X, you know, 1 week, 2 weeks, one hour. Whatever.
So this is something that would happen before, after it came out of the national office and before it was submitted. Is that correct?
Yeah, you can't just
okay.
Let it sit around.
And so what would you suggest?
It may be, times will be a little different, I think, this year. But, you know, I'll check with Tony first, a poll. I mean, so I can't offer it now. I'd say 5 business days.
So moved.
Does that sound about right, Nia?
That is not... That is not reasonable. The bylaws requires a 7-day notice. If the moment I get it, I certainly will take a look at it really quickly before I. So I would say within 10 days. In this particular situation, we really had until August 15th to do it, so there was really no need to rush. But I commit to you that I will try my best within 7 days upon receiving it to make sure it gets reviewed and then sent out. I have the foundation.
Is it going to be reviewed by you or by the committee?
Well, usually it will be reviewed by the committee. But just to explain to you what the process is, by the time it gets to the committee, it should be
okay,
ready to go. So I would say...
Yes.
What has 7 days notice got to do with this?
I'm not sure, actually. The 7 days are for teleconference committees. You can call
that's how we do it, to call a meeting.
To call a committee meeting.
Yeah. Right. To call a meeting.
Point of info, why do we, we're the PNB, we're sitting here dealing with this issue. Why do we have to wait for an audit committee meeting just to do an amendment to make sure that this gets done in a timely fashion?
That's not what I understand LaVarne to mean. LaVarne wants the committee to complete that.
Is there any problem?
There's two people talking at once. Let's do it one at a time, folks.
Okay.
Thank you.
The point of order is referred to me, so I'm going to respond.
Thank you.
What Nia is saying is I don't have time to call a committee meeting and actually approve this in 5 days because it takes 7 days notice to call a committee meeting even when you say what you're doing it for. So, LaVarne, is 10 days okay?
If that
That sounds reasonable, but I, you know, it's the thing is that we just need to get stuff done, Alf. When we get stuff done, we need to move on it. We can't sit and wait. That's my point. So 10 days, if that's a commitment, yes.
Okay.
So moved.
The audit committee is very efficient. I'm quite sure.
Okay.
We have, I'm sure that Joe, Campbell, and Bill will keep me on my toes to make sure that I call this meeting.
Okay, so
And Leslie, I'm sorry.
Just as a point of information for me.
Joe, Campbell, Leslie, and Bill.
Is there a deadline filing date by the IRS for these things?
You can file an amended return at any point in particular time, but the extension is until August 15th. But that's already done now. It's just a matter of LeVarne having to sign it. So that's been taken care of.
We're talking about future 999s.
Yeah.
And so my question is, there are deadline dates.
Yes.
So,
yes, there
okay.
are. Yeah.
So it's necessary, therefore, that the audit committee act.
Yes.
Okay.
And within the deadline date. And I'm sorry, but the point was that, you know, we need what we can get done quickly and get done. We need to do that because we don't need to again call any attention to us by the IRS.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
How are we doing on time, Campbell?
Time's up. I think it's. Yeah.
Okay. Is there any objection to this motion as amended? Is there any objection to the amendment? Clearly none. Is there any objection to the motion as amended? Hearing none, the motion is passed, and the audit committee is authorized to do the check on the 1099s.
And the other one is to do the amended one. That's academic. Tony has already done it. He showed it to me yesterday. So that one we should just pass really quickly. The one that's in the book.
I'm sorry, I'm lost.
Yeah. It's okay. It's
me too, because I haven't spoken with Tony about that with the amended one yet, so I have to see that.
We just passed something about the 990s,
yeah, right? That's empowering the committee to look at it first.
Right.
Right. Going forward.
Going forward.
Right. Now, currently, that one has to be amended. I mean, it's been worked on. Tony has looked at it.
The 990 has to be amended.
Well, it doesn't have to be because there's no material difference in the numbers. There are some. I think you included in some one of the reports where there's just some changes, and it does not have to be amended.
Would you like to tell you what all the errors are?
Do we need to act on it as a board? Can't this just be handled by the national office staff?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's not act on it then.
Okay, so we just. Wait, let's not act on it? Meaning, I just want to
meaning
be clear.
Meaning, it'll be handled.
Yeah, we don't have to.
That it will be filed.
What's that?
That the amended return will be filed. I'd just like to make
yes,
sure.
Yes, of course.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
You're confused? He's saying that they don't want to pass the motion, that LeVarne, we have confidence in the fact that LeVarne will do it, which
okay.
is what Tony said
Moving
in the
on.
Audit committee meeting.
The next committee report is...
That's basically what... That's it.
The elections committee, which we have... Oh, I'm sorry, I missed it. Is the coordinating committee... Tracy? 5 minutes.
3 minutes.
Oh, 3 minutes. Okay, great.
Okay. A couple of... quick comments, and that should do it. I just wanted to thank my colleagues on the coordinating committee who take time out of their very busy schedules to do not very interesting things. I appreciate the fact that we meet every month and make quorum. Thank you all. Okay, so three things. The next meeting of the Pacifica National Board, because we have to do this again in 3 months, will be in New York City. It will be October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Beekman Tower Hotel, 1st and 49th Street in New York City. October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, 2010. Okay. Second thing is just a... reminder to any board members who have not connected with me regarding trips back to the airport and audience members who might be able to provide trips to the airport. That's something we need to start coordinating. Please check in with me if you are a giver or a needer of transportation. And the final item, well, this is the hard one. Okay. This is sort of a heads up to the board that the coordinating committee at its next meeting is going to look into the issue of better managing our board airfare expenses. The comment that I think that I need to make in open session is just a firm request that airfare arrangements for the meeting that begins on October 1st be made no later than September 1st, 2010. You are all on record about that. And a statement in general that while I'm sensitive to everybody's busy schedules, it is important that we be organized and systematic in the way that we make our transportation arrangements to get here so that we do it in the most economical way possible. We have a little bit of ground to get from where we are at the moment to where we want to be. So we have plans to be better for the next meeting. You're all encouraged to help us do that.
Okay, thank you. The next is the Elections Committee, which we had extended to
20 minutes.
I don't know. Renee, you are here. Good. Bill, you're the chair. Would you make the report, please?
Yeah, I'll be brief. There's a written report in near the end of your green book, and for those of you listening on the stream or in the archives, it's also online along with other documents at our public Google group. Go to groups.google.com, search for PNB_elections, and you can find this. And I just want to personally ask each of you, the thing that's, I think, how we can really best help with our elections right now is please help your LES. Contact your LES and ask them what they need. And talk to your management. I know several of the stations have had problems getting enough carts played, enough tutorial time, which has really impacted getting a number of enough candidates. Offer your services if you're not running for this year to help, you know, offer to serve, do an interview. Find some other people in your LSB who are not running for election this year who are not too factionalized and ask them if they'd be willing to do that. And let's just please work together to help our LESs to get things done. And also just to kind of give a little sense to Renee, you know, there's been talk about extending the nomination deadline again where needed. We don't want to create more problems later on in getting ready for the ballots, but she seems to feel she can get the ballots ready by the August 15th date anyways, you're right?
16th.
Okay. But just, I don't want to make this a motion, just make it quick. Is there any objections to, you know, encouraging her, if needed, to extend the candidate deadline further, if needed? Just kind of show of hands.
Further means till when?
To the end of this month, I'm sorry. So does everybody else feel it's probably okay? I don't know. I don't think we need a motion, but because it's up to her. But
I think we need an extension past the end of this month.
Okay. Well, we'll let that go on to the discussion. I just was kind of get a sense right now, and then if there's a motion needed, you can do that.
Marcel, you wanted to make a comment.
Yeah, I want to make a comment. I think that if we do extend
microphone, sorry.